ဝရိဒတန်တကြီးဘဒိသောသမေနံကတိသုတိတတ်တေတန်ဆောင်ပတ်တုလုံရှုဇဘဂျိမီကွင်ချကွင်ဝဒုညီလာဆိုရနေဝေစေနဝဒယံခိရုရမုတ်ကြီးမာဂျိရမုတ်ကြီးတပတ်တိနောင်းယူပါလိုဝဒါကြီးနပတ်တုမာရီတိပတ်တုသုံးတော်ဝပတ်တုထောရကကပ်တင်တဲ့ကြီးကကပ်လာမောင်ရှုဇဘဂျိမီကွင်ဝရရှင်ချကွင်ဝဒုညီယူပါလိုဝေစေနဝဒဆောင်ဝတ်သောတောင်းတန်ယံဒီနဝဒဇဘငိနံကအင်ဂျီရောတောက်ကျောစီဂျီဒီဝဒတိနယံဘယံဆ ट्रफ़ंग गुंबू से जीजू वधन जुरां तब जवादी ट्रक्चिंग के शबान नंगा कब कती जुबाद क्लिवर मुचला नुआयें से ने संजीजी युद्धिंगी
Rumsha was actually remembering the actual verse that comes into this prayer that we say composed by Khedrup Rinpoche, and there is a particular line where Khedrup Rinpoche is praising the attainment of Lama Tsongkhapa, who says, "You, the great being, who instead of establishing the bardo, you manifested the complete enjoyment body, the supreme attainment." So he's praising Lama Tsongkhapa for actually attaining the supreme, supreme attainment at that stage. And as we say, one of the interpretation of the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa is that after passing into Paranirvana, he actually continued with the life of a Mahasiddha, and it is said the name of this Mahasiddha is Chakpo Gompo, or in Sanskrit mean by Rinpoche, Kitti
Natha.
Kitti Natha.
What?
It's the aspect of riding the tiger out of the five visions of Khedrup Rinpoche. Rinpoche is five visions of Jerinche. One of them was the aspect of riding the tiger, shows the Jerinche after obtaining the illusory body during Bardo, manifested the actions of Mahasiddha.
Now, we continue with describing the certain signs that will give us an indication of whether the winds have entered or abide into the central channel. So we continue now with the new handout at the top of page 41. It says, "The signs of the winds entering the central channel through meditating on the methods of gathering the winds is when the movement of breath from each nostril is of equal strength." Now, why this is stated is because at a natural state, usually either breathing through the right nostril or breathing through the left nostril would be done with greater force. So it says when you come to the point where you can see that the the breathing in and out of both nostrils has equal strength, then you can say that this is one of the signs of the winds having entered into the central channel. Now, the sense of the winds abiding in the central channel is the movement from the nostril ceases and so forth.
Now,
so we have described the signs of the winds entering into the central channel, and then the text describes the signs of the winds abiding there. So the signs of the winds abiding in the central channel is the movement from the nostrils ceases, completely stops. And again, Rinpoche was saying that you might have the winds abiding for a short period in the central channel, coming, not abiding again, and so forth. Not necessarily that you have total stability there. Right, so we have said that we have signs of the winds entering into the central channel, and then we have signs of the winds abiding into the central channel. But it is important that after they enter and abide, that they dissolve, because if they remain undissolved, it will be uncomfortable for the body. Although the movements from the nostrils stops and the winds abide internally, it is stated that if they do not dissolve, they exist like physical laughter. The sign of dissolution, now we continue with the signs of dissolutions, right? The signs of dissolutions of the four elements of earth, water, fire, and wind, when the former elements dissolve into the latter, is the serial dawning of the appearance like a mirage. So like a mirage will be in the dissolution of earth element into water, like a smoke, which happens when water dissolves into fire. Fireflies in space, which is when the fire dissolves into wind, and then finally we have eventually the wind dissolving into consciousness, which will be like a butter lamp. And again, those visions are internal visions that appear into mental consciousness rather than the sense consciousness. When the wind begins to dissolve into appearance, an appearance like a burning butter lamp dawns. So we have the internal visions related to the dissolution of the four elements. And the method for applying the dissolution of the 25 gross elements to those should be known from the explanation of the principal stages of the precise analysis of the four-layered commentary composed by Jaya Rinpoche. Here we just have a brief, mention of the visions and the related to the dissolution of just the four elements. Now, the text continues by stating that it is stated that these signs from former to latter are examples of a progressive increase in clarity, and the awareness possessing those signs is a measure of stability, and the awareness possessing those signs dawns with an appearance similar to mirage, etc. From among these three assertions, the latter is the best. So we say there are different ways of actually describing what is happening and how to define those particular visions and what they are associated with. Some people say that they are examples of progressive increase of clarity. The other says you could say it like this, but there is slight mistake in that. Other people say that this is an indication of stability, and although you could say that again, there's a slight mistake. The best way to phrase that is to say that the awareness possessing those signs dawns with an appearance similar to mirage, etc. Now, as I have said, during the time of death, of ordinary death, one will go through the through different stages, eight stages, and through those there will be different signs that appear. Here what we try to do is, during our meditation, we try to mimic this process and we try to induce all these signs, internal signs, through the strength of one's meditation.
Chiba Longdon Jiva, the Samba Nonjitabunga Tama Samba, Nirtula Tambana, Tela mak tibui chapa tabi nonga, ta nonji to zonga kap, oji, da samboji, ta teni nirto, osa go kap di yendu, nirto langa jiwa, osa la tambana, toshi ji chon samdang jarasi, oji, hoshi go chon tambo di, namka ya tangla, daoji chapa tabi, tenda jiga midini, yon, hoshi go chon yuwa di, tangsa namka la, nyoji chapa tabi, tenda yuwa midini.
We have already described very quickly the first four visions that come about through the dissolution of the four elements, and we continue now with the remaining three. So it says, when the essential conceptions along with their winds dissolve into white appearance, an appearance like moonlight pervading a vacuous autumn sky dawns. When white appearance with its winds dissolves into red increase, then an appearance like sunlight pervading the sky dawns. When red increase with its winds dissolves into near attainment, an appearance like the thick darkness pervading the sky dawns. And when near attainment with its winds dissolves into clear light, it is said that an appearance like the natural color of the sky, framed from the three polluting conditions, dawns. So we have here the progressive appearance, which is similar to moonlight, similar to the redness of the sunlight. Then we have appearance which is similar to the black, thick blackness of the evening sky. And finally, we have the appearance of clear light, where all the previous minds, their conceptions, their winds have dissolved, have disappeared, and we have the case here of the vision that appears that is like a sky in its natural state. Now, what I forgot to say before, when we were talking about the dissolution of the elements, like earth dissolving into water and so forth, we use the word dissolution, but it's not that actually one dissolves into the other. It is rather that, let's say, the earth loses its potency, and as the potency of the earth element declines, then the next element, which is the water, becomes predominant. It is not even correct to say that the potency of earth dissolves in the potency of water. It's just that the previous one declines, so the next one becomes more predominant. Now, we have a statement here that says that the essential conceptions along with their winds dissolve into white appearance and so forth. There is actually we can find the enumeration of that in We can find the enumeration of that in Nagareng Chenmo. We can also find it in Gao Lodro's book. In English, you can find it in Death, Intermediate State and Rebirth. Now, when we talk about those, Geoffrey Hopkins uses the term indicative conceptions, so you might don't know them by this term. So there are 80 of those. There are 33 that are associated with white appearance, there are 40 associated with red increase, and there are 7 that are associated with black near attainment. When we talk about the wind in the minds of the meditator, first of all, we have to understand that through the first process where we have the dissolution of the four elements, we would have the gross minds and winds gradually dissolving. And when we come into this state of white appearance, red increase, and black near attainment, we will be dealing with subtler minds and subtler winds that accompany those. So those things gradually will dissolve. Alright, so we will stop the presentation here and allow time for questions. I have a list of written questions. Maybe I can read one and then I can take a live one. Right, so could Rinpoche please explain the method or the practice of how you structure the sessions to develop Shinne in Highest Yoga Tantra. Sutra teaches one object with many short 15-minute sessions through the day. In Highest Yoga Tantra, we have many objects that change, and sessions are generally 90 minutes and include 30 to 40 minutes of mantra recitation. And this seems quite difficult to develop stability in this way. If we want to get Shinne, calm abiding, do we stop the verbal and mental recitation and do the sutra type of Shinne practice with divine pride after we have spent years meditating and reciting mantras on the supporting and supported mandala and gain some stability in that? So how do we do it in Tantra? Rinpoche is saying that actually when you're practicing your generation stage by relying on the sadhana of the deity, your main practice is the visualization of the deity. The practice of recitation is absolutely a secondary branch, and you do it only to give some relief to your mind, because you're trying very hard to concentrate on the deity, you're trying very hard to generate the clear appearance, and on top of that, the divine pride. And we say, in order to gain clarity and in order to gain stability in that, you, a beginner, would have to definitely follow the words of the sadhana, the ritual, exactly as it is written down, and would have to try to simplify the visualization a little bit. So instead of focusing on a deity with many faces and many arms, you try just to keep the single form of the deity. And you try as hard as you can to keep the mind focused on that and to try to generate the clear appearance and the divine pride with that. As you're trying so hard, there will come a time where your mind is really, really tired. And only when you come to that point, you say, okay, let me relax now my focus, my concentration, and let me recite a few mantras. It is stated in many, let's say, meditation manuals that recitation is for the sake of relaxing the mind. So it's not a main part of your sadhana. Mostly you're spending all your time concentrating on the deity, focusing, visualizing the deity.
And
again, we say we do our mantra recitation only when we are exhausted from stating concentrating on the focal object. But again, when we say that this is for the point of relaxing the mind, it doesn't mean that you will allow your mind to wander off and do a mindless recitation. Because it says if recitation is done with a mind which is wandering off to other irrelevant objects, then it is a meaningless activity. So as you're doing your mantra recitation to allow your mind to relax, at the same time you're advised to do some quick meditation, not analytical, not placement meditation, but just a meditation where the main points quickly appear into your mind, the shargom. And you either do that, you either do a tantric meditation like this, just revising the stages of your practice, or you might wish to engage in a meditation where quickly you go through the main points of the lam rim meditations. So even though you're doing this recitation in order to relax a little bit, you don't allow the mind to wander off completely. Rather, you try to keep it within the frame of some sort of meditation or another.
Yani bu çalan çırtan da şimdi duvar ki çiğdu dengenin su kalıp kalıyor zana do çoğu gine da karma çonga ama don tuze tüm 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 ama don gom gibi yok mu resa yine yan tek avla ngaron su tüm tes rinwa tango res flala gom eki tüm di tes tüm rinbo res de gevare ves marves.
Öyle. Dedi karma çonga çonga seyci deli tamu acı yine. ကျေရင်ထောင်းတော့မနဲ့ညုံတို့ရွာရွာတကစုံအားရမှာတော့ဆူဆူဆူဆူစာမျိုးနေတဲ့တော့တိကတိကရန်လုံးတော့တက်ကုန်ပြီညောကမေနာတော့စရင်တော့ရောင်းရောင်းတဲလီတော့စရင်တော့ကိုနေတော့ကိုကြည့်တံပေါ်ကောင်းရင်ထောင်းကိုကလေးမှာတော့ပဲနဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ချောင်းချောင်းဟိုဒီနေတဲ့တဲ့ရောအကြီးကရစ်စကိုချစ်စွချစ်ကကြည်အားဒီပုဂ္ဂိုလ်စီမနဲ့ညုံဆောင်နဲ့ဖဲသွားပြီးပါမှာတော့ဟိုပြည့်တင်းအောင်ရှင်လီတံပေါ် Now,
actually, this advice that mentions those 50-minute sessions is not an absolute advice. It is only given there in order to help beginners. Because if you ask a beginner to stay single-pointedly focused on a focal object for a long period of time, you know, a beginner will get bored, a beginner will lose, does not have any clarity, does not have stability, so will get bored with his practice. So this 15 minutes is given there as, let's say, as a recommended time for the beginners. But if you check and you see that you're not getting bored, you're capable of continuing with your practices, it doesn't mean that you have to keep your session into 15 minutes. If you're capable of expanding it, then you're welcome to expand that. It is only given from the point of view of beginners, but as we progress along the path, it is understood that we will have longer spans of concentration, therefore longer sessions. And what she was saying is similar to teaching classes to different, students, right? When you have the small kids, you cannot give them a very long class because after half an hour, no one is paying attention, so you keep it short.
Could you please ask Master Bashir to clarify what is in the statement about regarding clear light appearance, what
the natural color of the sky is when we talk about white appearance, red increase, black near attainment, no problem, we have the three colors. And then when we come to the clear light, it says it's like the natural color of the light. What exactly is that appearance? Right, so Rinpoche was saying, just imagine the background of space without any color. You don't have the whiteness of the moonlight, you don't have the redness of the sun, you don't have the blackness of night, just space on its own. So I asked again, I followed the question, is there any color appearing in that? No color whatsoever, space as it is understood. Space, the thing that allows you to expand, that does not restrict you, doesn't have any color, just completely empty of color.
I'd like to know if my understanding is correct that in terms of focusing on the deity and then generating oneself as the deity, the language uses a lot of visual language, focus and imagery and focus on the deity. I'm wondering if the imagery is understood in a much larger sense. In the sense of modern psychology, it would be called proprioceptive imagery or kinesthetic imagery, where the imagery actually goes inside, and so the whole body, one's own body, takes on the image of the deity. And so even in, if you moved into kinesthetic imagery, it would actually take the movement of the deity if you were to move. So I'm trying to understand whether imagery is very specifically kind of focused in the kind of more visual modality, or if imagery has this much larger perspective, which is in modern psychology known as proprioceptive or kinesthetic imagery.
I'm trying to repeat your question.
I'm going to speak some of the technical details, but okay, I'll try to repeat what I understood. See if I can ask it in this way. So we use all this, you know, all this vocabulary, focusing on the image, focusing, visualizing the deity, and so forth. And you're saying, is it the case that this visualization is actually
in a sense completely owned. So you see it almost inside your body, and that it is not just on a visual level, but also in a sense you adopt the activities of the deity, like the movement of the deity. Am I coming any closer?
That the imagery actually takes on a visceral quality inside one's own body. That it's not simply a visual image, but it is translated into the viscera of the body and the movements of the body. Mm-hmm.
So that it is not...
Not the deity's body, yes.
A body
you feel you are the deity.
A felt sense. Felt sense would be a one way of describing it. That would be appropriate. That's it. But it is a felt sense inside one's own body, and actually would move into the movements of the deity if one were to move.
So you completely identify with the deity, right?
Completely
embodied.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that was helpful.
It's hard to
describe. All right, I'll give it my best shot. All right. Rinpoche, like that, Chirtang, then I also hlakot in a la migorvas. Yinaya, hlala migneya, tejila di selnama sit in a la hlanga gir kevores. Hlanga gir nunewa. Kewaina ta serna ya kewaina ta so nika tsenibaina ta mejur chipo maimba suzu kare chevadi khlai ki zeva jogdus tejana subo suzu subo di pa joaina khlai ki pa pevidus wa mikpa di suzu subo da tade maimba ta ji
you have better way
Shukana Jidara Pami the Zimmer, Pasanga Jodi Legigo, Nila Gondina Pasanga Jago Marva.
La Paviano, see my ember. No, Lala Paviano, see my ember. No, Lala Paviano, see my
Chalam Pundu da Sorwa Tamche di Sosor Rangawa Mayimpe La Ranki Ranshinki Cholam da Sorwa Chi Tendechi di Elevena.
Oi, that in the Cholam Jitata Ranga Cholam Si Ta Gumi di Ta Ranga Cholam Kanyi Chimbuha Gugumarwa di Ta Yinji Maran Ridu Ngajir Chiang Dunan Ridu
Alright, so actually the question was asked from different sides, trying to find the correct way of conveying, hopefully combined efforts of conveying their meaning. So initially the question was asked, like, is it like the deity is inside your body, right? And Umsha was saying no, because it was, then it will be like the case of, you know, the mediums, in which we say that the deity comes in and possesses their body and they become the medium and they enact the deity, or they act as the deity. Ramsha was saying it's not your meditation, and you should not be expecting such things in your meditation. It doesn't go like this. And then the other approach was from the point of view, do we actually enact the deeds of the deity. And Rinpoche said, you know, how would you know really how the deity is acting in this particular point? All you are doing is you're meditating in a way where you say you have to divine to have this visualization and this pride together with that, and saying the resultant state will be such and such, you know, it will be such and such a deity. When I reach the resultant state, I will be like this. And in a sense, you try to mimic that, you try to focus on that, you try to follow that. But you should not, in a sense, you know, it's not that the, you know exactly what the activities of the deity or how it would feel when you are a deity. You don't know those things, so you don't focus on those things. And also it doesn't feel like the you have become a medium of the deity.
Oye, dani garis go. Da morang dine ji song de sa ro. Ji la baba se ji di ka ten ka si ga dine kitchen she yang ga ni ji. Ni sho lan se ji di la bam ni di jang ji chen bu chon na yu sa ma ri. Yu di na to di chon na yu ba ka di da cha san to ga da ku yu sa ro. Ji ka si ga la ngoni ba wa yang dine ji garis go. ที่การศึกษาที่ชาวเนี่ยมาที่ลูกจะไปนอนเช่นที่สู้ๆมาหอมเองเราว่าที่ตอนนี้นักทำเส้นเราก็ที่ตอนนี้ขันยี่การศึกษาอยู่มีตอนสามลูกการตั้งก็อยู่มีชาวนามันที่ที่อย่างที่นั้นที่ตาทางวันนี้ว่าตาทางเศรษฐกิจนั้นทางวันนี้ว่าแบบก็อยู่เสร็จอย่างหลังการศึกษาเรื่องที่ถ้ายังสามเนี่ยบางทีก็อยู่ว่าเรื่องว่าถ้ายังต้องดูจริงเนี่ยแต่ที่นี่สักการีมาต่อว่าที่ตอนนี้มันดูน่ารังก็คิดใจเสียที่ทุกอย่างดูน่ะ
Rinpoche went back into this issue of mediums, where you have like you have a person with an ordinary body, a physical body, and then you have the deity kind of descending into them. And there is up to one point that the, how do we call it, the medium is aware of their own thoughts and their own sensations, and then that there comes a point where they actually lose recollection of that, and it is as if they are struck by lightning, and this is the time where the deity actually descends, and from that point onwards they cannot really describe how it felt or what they said or what happened, because it is the being of the deity who has descended. So although they might be saying certain things, if you ask them later, they cannot tell you what they said, but it was because it was not them speaking, it was the deity speaking through them. And also in terms of sensation and so forth, they could not describe what it felt or what happened. This would be in the case of a genuine medium, because of course there are a lot of fake mediums, and the fake mediums could, you know, they are faking it, right? So they say, all right, no, so now I should, you know, I should be moving my body, and now what should I be saying? You know, I should be saying such and such. So in the case of a fake medium, of course the medium still has a, you know, they retain their senses, right? They're in control. If it is a true case of a medium, from the point that the deity descends, they don't have any control and they don't have any recollection.
Rula, I think the follow-on to her question would be then to describe how we do divine pride.
What would moving into the area of divine pride kind of come closer to your question?
The deity arises out of emptiness, so the experience, the visceral experience, is an emptiness appearing as the deity.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a bigger sense. Just meditate. for many people, meditation is a visceral experience, and so that's what I was trying to, you know, it's not. And the image, the language is almost completely visual in its orientation.
Yeah, but Rinpoche framed it with your question when he framed it. He said, okay, this is the deity on it. It's not enacting, it's not that stuff. It's another thing. It's what it is. Like what Rinpoche said, it frames it, you know?
So where are we in this question?
Divine pride.
Okay, so you want to ask about divine pride?
Yeah.
How do we practice? How do we generate?
How do we feel like we are the deity?
Mm-hmm. So how do we experience that we are? How do we feel when that we are the deity? How do we do this divine pride? Into the deity.
Karelaburide. Senang matu masa tengah lusuh di khlaing ager kehores khlaing ager ketan di kandre des te tekabla coroa mixer samlo mixer dinte yonggiroes ngah khlaings te danyamdu ta coroa mixer yoroes
ta coroa mixer sena di ngaji ta ji si sanang dang ager si gunya tengi ga inji la kala kain biwarwa yiwi na wani kari chiwa di ngajin zaya diri yisi wari ten yin guwa kari resi na tamarwa shenpa tamarwa rong yin nyambi samgu shi chenpo chi yuwari wa di mara shi chanru tanggu gu yuwa yindu ji da gom zaba di nangyin gu nga rong mara dinra nangyin gu la di yin nyambi samgu tani takchun ra waji wada di nzanggu gu yuwari wa ma to di nzanggu kalan zaya ma to co nang jimi la kajang yuwa mara wa
We talked about these two aspects of our practice. One is the clear appearance that we generate, and the other one is the divine pride. And from these two, divine pride is said to be the main thing. This is where our main efforts, our main focus should be. And the reason why we try to cultivate this divine pride is because it is so important to help us overcome this grasping at ordinary appearances, to overcome this tendency to see everything as ordinary. And it is not a case of having any particular, let's say, feeling or thought at this case. It is not as if a deity is coming from outside and it's entering your body and you have an experience which you didn't have before and things like that. It is just the thing that you are training, you're training yourself to think, to completely identify that you are this deity, to completely identify with the pure aspect in order to overcome the tendency to grasp at the ordinary. In the beginning, it's at an imaginary level, and as you progress along the path, this you will get closer and closer to becoming the actual deity. It's like an actor who is playing the role of the king, right? Not only do they put on the costume of the king, but they have to take on the personality of the king, and if anyone asks them, you know, who are you, they don't reply by the name, they say, I'm the king, you know. Within this context, in this play, I am the king.
So my question is that the person who didn't have realization emptiness but able to appear the clear light at the time of death, so what the autumn time very clear space devoid of three appearances, the white appearance and then the red appearance, the green appearance, then the negative and dark, you know, appearance. So the autumn time, the dawn, autumn dawn time, very clear space. Or is there another? Is a third, you know, emptiness. Third, so but the person has no realization of emptiness, you know. So then, but then the person was able to recognize so the clear light.
Gosha Tamu don Rapa Konronga Yananda, Gosha Tamu don Divago, Nyam di, or that Tonya Tindaji Yambaguni, Geniti, Sandy Jiran to Guyo Serva. Mata di Gua Gajigo di Kamna, Chava Wazergo Kamna, Tonya Sharka Yosi, Tonya Nora Mangi, and Singi Yongiwari, Yonji Jitu and Jimmy and the Jester Manda Kajigo, Tonya Sharka missing Yuari, or that the Inji Tonsongu Chanda would the Tomba Nuka Yamda and Rasi Yuai and do Tonya Kanoa Sharka Yosi in the Tonyu Serva. That the Ronjina that Tonyuka G Madam at Tonsanji Chuo de Toroko Tonsanji Chavari Madam de Tonyu Munding.
No, the Nanjum, the long Tombany Mangabata, Children Tama, Togo say, Wessing Metala, Hussle, Dungay, the Trunk, the Nagayatapa, and this Chagorman.
No, you know, didn't have Yam Lady. Shall you, Sarva? Rongavala didn't shall you. Tony could go out tipping with you, Yena.
So the question was that you have a meditator who has not a realization of emptiness, and they come at the time of death, and at the time of death they go through the experience of the dissolution of the elements. Together with that, they go through the phase of the white appearance, the red increase, the black near attainment, and finally the clear light of death appears. And we say that the vision with that is that the vision of clear space, space which is completely free from any of the pollutions of the white, the red, the black of the previous visions. And the question was more or less, how would that person have an experience of emptiness in that time, or how is that used as a conditions for comprehending emptiness at the time of death? Now, Roshi was saying that...
of course, so the person, yeah. So what kind of appearance that person's mind has, who is able to, they didn't have realization of emptiness, but they're able to recognize the... Of course, anyone does the appearance of clear light, but the question is, usually the problem is recognize or not recognize. So here, this person is able to recognize, but this person didn't have understanding of realization of emptiness. So what kind of appearance the person would have? Before was mentioned that the person, she says, doesn't have it. You know, the one question is there. Somebody asked a question about the person's appearance of space. And we ask a question about empty space. What is the difference between space and what? Huh?
What color? Yes, what color? What was the color?
Through the clear light. Mm-hmm. I think there was, you mentioned two things. Anyway, so I'm saying there's no appearance of a particular color, which is empty. So, what so my question is that this person, it does not sense, there's no appearance of as Mecca was non-affirmative.
Non-affirmation.
No conventional appearance, you know, no conventional appearance at all. So, since the person doesn't realize emptiness, and so then the appearance of the person subtle mind has is the autumn time, autumn dawn time, very clear space, devoid of previous three other appearances. So is that, or it is a third, you know, kind of empty. So just about my question was that. So the material was saying that according to Jume, what was it?
No, I didn't.
According to Jume, because it looks like emptiness. So there's appearance of emptiness, but there's no recognition. So if we lower down the college, there's appearance of the emptiness, but there's no recognition. So there's different ways of kind of explaining. So Rinpoche was saying that a person who has some understanding of emptiness, you know, during the life, then that time when the person's, you know, the conscience, you know, reaches that at that time, you see, this extreme subtle mind, you see, he is recognizing the clarity. So that time, somewhere is kind of close to that or emptiness somehow. So the person can remember, you know, his memory of emptiness, his understanding of emptiness, he or her understanding of emptiness, then you see able to use that time to meditate on emptiness when the clarity appears. Appearance of clarity. Then Rinpoche is saying that those a person who doesn't have realization of emptiness, no understanding, then it is just the appearance of the ordinary emptiness, this autumn dawn time, the very clear space that is devoid of the other appearances. So that Domini Mato Domini Kwa meeting Chisin Terminal so that Chate with the Kaso Dung Nang Dung Kaso Tarang Nang Kaya Thapa Nang
We stop here.